Welcome to Beyond the Prep, a podcast dedicated to providing information and insights into the bodybuilding sport. This podcast covers a wide range of topics from finding a coach to the struggling of competing, nutrition, supplements, cost, and much more. I'll be talking with competitors so you can hear their stories, judges, coaches. If you're interested in sharing your story, send me a note at skapach40@gmail.com. Welcome to Beyond the Prep. I'm your host, Sherry Kapach. I'd like to welcome this afternoon Aiden. He's competing in the
open bodybuilding.
Great. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, how long have you been bodybuilding for?
I've been doing it for a year and a half, so it is still quite new as learning.
Okay, so is this your first show?
So this is my fifth show.
Oh, wow. So you've been busy then.
Pretty much on May 15th, I was actually competing in Alberta, not Alberta Open, but Alberta, the other show.
The Alberta Naturals? Has that been?
Alberta Open.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So how did you get into bodybuilding? Why did you get into bodybuilding?
I started when I was actually casually exercising when I was 12 or 13. And I got into the gym. Whenever I get physical exercise or get my body moving, I get to sense that stress relief. So that's how I powered through college, university, and just throughout life. And about 2 years ago, actually, I signed up to a gym membership. And now I'm on stage.
Okay, so you found it a good stress reliever just getting to the gym and everything like that. And then you just started to get into bodybuilding.
That too. Actually, I was going to mention that I also have a rare genetic disorder, which is called phenylketonuria. It's a protein metabolism disorder. So basically, my liver doesn't break down protein. So meat, chicken, or high protein diet. It's told by the medical professional that I can't build muscle mass and maintain it. So I have a community with me that part of me is to set an example and tell them, the PKU guys and girls, and say, look, there are people out there with PKU on stage. There's a guy in Norwegian. He's huge, has the same phenylketonuria.
Okay. So how are you finding that then, going through this? Like, do you find it's harder to do it with that? Like you say, without the protein to build the muscle and things like that? Or are you finding other ways around it to make it work?
I usually, for me, the recovery is different. Because since I have PKU, does play a role with how my central nervous system functions. I have to keep my workout to a certain time frame. Sometimes my body gives out, and sometimes I have trouble controlling the movement of my muscles. Or I usually have a high carb diet, such as sweet potato, potato, or high quality carbs, protein, which I could, natural protein, I could have 8 grams of protein a day. Over that, it actually diverts into neurotoxin, which is that affects my neural central nervous system.
Oh, wow. So do you find working with that and working out that, like, you know how to work with it, right? Now, are you getting better? Are you learning?
It's a learning curve throughout the years. Kind of get to develop my own system and work around it. And sometimes when I'm sick, it's equivalent to have a high protein diet. Or if I eat a protein sandwich, the next 3 days I have brain fog, which affects the ability for me to train and the quality of my workout. And sometimes I cut my workout short, so I have to really work just around that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good for you. Like, that's amazing to be able to continue doing this and learning and working and just adjusting for it and getting on stage. Because we know getting on stage in itself is a lot of hard work. So being able to do it and adjust with that, congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's always a way around working around those injuries through experience, just being alive. People have worked through serious injuries, like have friends that have started back into bodybuilding after a serious car crash.
Yeah. And it's a huge commitment, right? So you got to want it to be able to push through that. And absolutely being able to come through any kind of tragedies and traumas and continue to get on stage is an amazing feat in itself, right? So if someone came to you and asked or mentioned to you that they wanted to get into this sport, what's the best piece of advice you could give them?
I would say what my friend always told me when we have this one day, we had a discussion, and that guy, he's into his late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, just say to yourself, look yourself in the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and say, I'm a athlete in training. And don't say, I can't do it because this hurts. I won't do it. I have been to the gym where I feel like literally my brain's gushing out of my skull because I'm so tired from that protein toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I push myself. Maybe it's not the best fit for everyone, but that's the way I work around.
Right, right. It's a huge mindset too, right? Like, it's amazing what your body can do as long as your mind allows it to do it, right? That's great advice. So how long have you been, how's your prep been going this round?
This is actually most successful prep throughout the year, actually.
Oh, okay.
For me, it was based on my high carb diet. I've been hearing through and through that it's pretty much impossible to lean out. And I found a way to work around that without putting my health in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And won't go into details, but there is definitely that way that I actually work around it, and it actually proven to be successful for my previous record in the bodybuilding stepping off stage.
Nice. That's good. Good to hear. So do you have any more planned for the remainder of the year? Or are you ready to take a break? Are you going to be competing again anytime soon or waiting till next year?
Actually, I'm going to compete and I'm going to see how far I could push myself.
Okay.
And there's actually this drug trial, which is a brand new drug. So once I get my hands on it, it allows me to eat a few grams, perhaps a dozen grams more protein.
Oh, okay.
To others, it's not much, but to me, it's actually a huge advantage. Keep me full throughout the day and prevents muscle loss.
Okay. So you're going to go and hopefully test that out and see how that works for you. And it's a trial thing?
It's new. Clinical drug trial.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope all goes well. And on that note, I'm going to let you go because I know you still have a few hours to wait before you're on stage. It's coming up fast. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm actually feeling quite bouncy right now, mostly the anticipation and the excitement. One of those feelings where it keeps you awake at night.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
Yeah, you're ready. You're ready. It's like, let's go. Let's do this. You've worked hard for it. So that's amazing. All right. So I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you very much for being on this podcast. Good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm hoping to have time to watch you on stage.
I want to thank my guest today and my listeners for joining me at Beyond the Prep. If you like this episode and want to make sure you don't miss any others, please subscribe. You can also find us on YouTube.